It's romantic.
Oh, I love that, that sound. Yeah. To my ears, it's nice.
Like a warm blinking.
We were having fun today, weren't we?
Folks, it's the theme music to Eddie's segment, Tough Love with Eddie.
Oh, wow.
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 Eddie is different than a lot of us. He does not placate. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need.
Yeah, I don't really believe in feelings.
wait.
He likes to shoot from the hip, Eddie. That's another way to say it. You like
fabrication.
To shoot from the hip.
Strange.
Tell it like it is.
That's the way I like it, Mike.
The way they say. Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I need some help with my wife. She thinks that she's a real good cook, but in reality, she's the worst. My dog won't even come near her food. The bad part is, she thinks that she's really good. She makes up these horrible recipes, and I don't even know how to tell her I don't like them. If I get her cooking lessons, it's going to hurt her feelings.
Oh.
But I don't know how many more of these awful meals I can take. Please help. Signed, P1 Tech Rod from OB. Eddie?
Dear Apocalypse Chow. So your wife cooks like you are a contestant on Fear Factor, eh? Well, I would say just be honest with her, but it sounds like you want to avoid that at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes some advice.
Mm-hmm.
You can either A, go bulimic. Or B, and this is probably one you haven't thought about, maybe she's trying to kill you.
Ah, could be.
I highly doubt it.
She may hate your guts and is trying to rot you out from the inside out.
Hey,
it's gross, Eddie.
I doubt that very much.
I mean, I don't understand why else she would serve you two helpings of vomit loaf.
Okay.
With a side of garbage juice.
That's gross. Right?
There is a C. There is a C option.
What's C?
She could just be a bad cook. Now, I still think it's B, but let's work on C for a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If she is really as bad as you say, and that sloth from the movie Seven is even turning down a meal from her.
Okay.
Then here's what you do. You start walking around the house with a picture of her food on a t-shirt with a big red X over it. She's probably going to take the hint after that.
Yeah, that's very subtle. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that won't cause problems at all.
This is also for Ashley's boyfriend. In case
that's
not necessary.
Well, I don't know if he's looking
sensitive
for
her. Sensitive state.
I didn't
you're
see
right.
that.
You're right. You're right.
Could be.
You're right.
Leave her alone.
Well, weird cravings.
So stupid.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I have a real problem with my husband. He's one of those guys that, when sitting, sits with his legs wide apart.
Oh, I hate that guy. I hate that guy.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was odd, but now it's really irritating me.
Thank you.
If we were sitting on a bench, he spreads his legs so wide,
mm-hmm.
he's practically pushing me completely off the other end. But the worst part is, when he's sitting around the house in his boxers.
Yep.
I look over and get an eye full of junk.
Ew.
Eddie,
this is so bad.
What can I do?
Yes, it is.
Signed, P1 Nicole from Santee. Eddie.
Dear Splay's Anatomy. Nicole, let me help you understand, okay? When you've got the landing gear of a 747, you've got to sit in a safe way, okay? Listen, guys, this isn't an ego thing. It's a comfort and health issue.
Health issue.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, to give you some perspective, Mr. Sky, now Bunny Boo, he's
leave
had to have,
out,
right,
he's
Eddie,
had to have
cool.
his hips surgically widened for just this reason.
You're so dumb.
And I'm really stupid.
This is true.
Eddie.
And one day, I'm guessing in like the year 4041, forensic archaeologists will stumble upon his remains, and they'll know that their distant ancestors were superior in every way that counts.
Okay, I'm sure. 4041.
Listen, yeah, that was a long time away. Listen, do you think we do this by choice? I mean, we have to sit this way, or it could do major damage. I mean, have your legs too close together and you'll wind up with seedless grapes, okay? So this is bad. Oh.
It's interesting visual.
It's a blessing and a curse, really. Now, for most of you, it's a blessing. Right, Sky?
Okay, Eddie.
Leave me out of this junk, please.
Listen, just, Nicole, quit being so negative and let your husband leave the hood up.
Ah, there you go. That's a fine piece of advice,
Eddie.
That's a fine piece of advice.
No.
Oh, Sky. Sky.
Leave me alone.
Sky. Can you hear it coming up grand in PB?
What's up?
Oh, what's up?
What's up?
The sound of healing.
You're welcome, San Diego.